even though we're still not quite into fall. The meteorological fall, as you learn, kind of is for the month of September. And when the fall season begins, we know the festivals are in high gear as well. And the big one that's happening this weekend in Elyria is the Elyria Apple Festival. And here to talk about that, we've got Stacy Francis and also Stan Wojella, the co-chairs for the event, along with Jim Vandermark. Jim, you're responsible for the car show. Is that what they're bringing you on?
Yes, I'm on what they call the Apple Corps, kind of cliche, as far as what runs the Apple Festival. But my son helped take over the car show a couple years ago, so the old man got elected to help. And we're sponsored by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau the last couple years with Gary Gibbs. But we're going to run the day-to-day operation of the car show thing as we're letting cars in and getting them all loaded up. So we're expecting good weather and maybe 200 to 250 cars on Sunday morning.
It looks like it's always kind of neat to see the Broad Street with all those different vehicles up and down there for that.
It's a nice addition to the Apple Festival. It's a wholesome family morning. Some of the vendors open up a little bit early, and to see the cars lining the street, you're right. It's always a pleasant show. Everybody enjoys. So you get the kids coming up to the cars, and we've got the old Model A's, and they hop in and hop in the rumble seat. And so it's kind of an interactive part, which is fun, and we normally have some great participants.
Well, I'm excited this year for the Elyria Apple Festival. Kind of had a downturn a little bit through the pandemic season and different things like that. But I understand the pageant is back this
yes,
year.
Yes, the princess pageant is back Saturday at 12:30. Jen Parker is our new director of that, and she has seven girls. It might be a little bit different. I think she's doing a talent instead of the dance routine, and there'll be a costume judging in that too. And then the girls will answer questions. So we're excited to have the princess pageant back.
And that's on the square at the fountain at
12:30.
12:30 on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yeah, on the main stage there. I always enjoy those costumes. It's kind of a clever way, right, to play on the Apple themes and what they come up with and the creativity behind all of that, too.
And Jen's a real good girl. She's excited to do it. She actually was, back in the 90s, she was in the pageant, and she won Miss Congeniality. So she's a real go-getter, so we're excited to have her doing it.
Oh, that's great. And this is kind of how festivals work. You know, you have to get sort of new blood or people that are involved. There's people that sort of start the festivals and they carry on, but you want to make sure that it becomes a tradition. So that's another thing, getting volunteers involved, right?
Yes. So this is the first time since 2018 that we've had the Princess Pageant.
Yeah.
Linda stepped back in 2018.
Right. Yeah, we've now, Stacy and Stan are, per se, the second generation, the original crowd of everybody that ran the festival that started it. How old's the festival, Stace?
42
years. So it was Linda and John Blevins and Stacy's dad, Lyle Crosby, and Bill Fitch from the bank, and then Bill Shepard. And they had that core group, and now Stacy and Stan are, per se, the second generationers that have taken it over running it. So we've also had to bring that into the volunteers group as far as that goes. And it's a little harder to get volunteers than it used to be.
Right. Yes.
But it's an important event for downtown Elyria. You know, the community comes out. The neighborhoods come alive a little bit because it's a local festival that within walking distance for a lot of the neighborhoods here in Elyria. But let's start out with the big thing. I know I'm going to have my window open of my office for that noontime. Was it 12:30 Elyria High School Marching Band? That's always when that comes onto the square, you know, the Apple Festival is.
Yep. You hear them coming and they started playing. It sounds good, doesn't it?
They open us every year.
That's the festival again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Elyria Apple Festival right here on Ely Square, and a lot of great music. Adam Calvert will be here. He was over at the North Ridgeville Corn Festival, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Earlier this year as well, too. So.
And he was at the Lorain County Fair.
Okay.
He was at the Cuyahoga County Fair. He's out of Nashville. He was born in Columbus, and he's located in Nashville now. He's got a record out, so we're real excited to have him.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And when's he playing, Bruce?
It'll be Friday night at 6:00 on the main stage.
Excellent. Yes.
Now let's talk about food.
Okay, Craig, we knew you were here for a reason. We knew you came in the booth for a reason.
The real stuff. What might we see? Anything? Let's start with anything new this year.
We have six new food vendors this year. Valley of the Eagles, Braised in Cleveland will be here. Tom's Killer Donuts will be here. Sugar and Spice will be here. Gordo's Southwest Grill and Pop's Shaved Ice.
Now, right before we went on the air, you mentioned something about Valley of the Eagles.
Yes.
What are they bringing?
They are bringing a pulled pork on ciabatta bread with an apple slaw.
Mm.
And
talk slowly, Stacy. We're getting hungry here.
And a caramel apple bread pudding with a bourbon vanilla sauce on top.
An apple slaw.
Ooh.
Apple slaw.
I don't think I've ever had that.
You know, apple slaw?
Apple slaw?
Yeah, you put little apples in the slaw, a little vinegar, and
yep. Sounds good.
Yeah, we sent Stan out for taste testing for everything. He came back. He's been out there 4 weeks, and so he's finally got it all down.
A lot of our vendors this year are bringing apple-themed items. We have apple cupcakes. We're going to have apple bundt cakes. A lot of the pulled pork has been done in an applesauce. Yeah, so we always get the complaint that we don't have enough apple stuff. So
yeah, there's always a question about where's the apples at the Apple Festival?
The
and of course, Grobe has been here for 42 years.
2 years.
And they have apple cider and apples and everything that Grobe's brings to the plate. And they're just such good people and always supportive of the festival. Rotary's been here for years to do the fried ice cream, which of course has an apple topping. But Stacy's adding more and more apples to the Apple Festival as we can. And so we're enjoying the fact that we'll even have more apples this year.
You even have Yellow Delicious performing on the main stage on Sunday as well.
See, there you go. Yeah. That's an apple.
And we have Red Delicious performing on Friday afternoon.
I heard, they did. Mike said the other night.
Mike Wypasek
said that. We had the Century Club party the other night, and he said Red Delicious is performing also. I said, man, we got the apple theme going.
Right. Where's Joe McIntosh? Is he there? Anyone,
exactly.
Is there anybody there?
Come on,
Or the pink ladies, right?
I've got to bring this up. You know, Bruce and I were talking earlier about a product or a food named Apple Joy. Does anybody sell Apple Joy? I just think it's a great combination of words.
Yeah.
It is. I've never heard that.
Yes.
Huh. No, we could do it like a kissing booth with some apple lip gloss on, and we could call it Apple Joy.
That.
All right.
Maybe
there's not enough booth space right in there on the square. Now, how much of the square are you taking over in part of the City Hall parking lot, right?
We go down from Broad Street to halfway down on Middle Avenue by the courthouse. We're in the courthouse parking lot. We're down Court Street to the halfway down into the courthouse parking lot. We're down Second Street, and the kids zone is in the City Hall parking lot this year, and that's on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and there's something over in the Foundry parking lot too, I understand.
Foundry should be having their beer garden this year. They do some specials. They bring a beer garden out, had it last year with some cornhole, and it went real well. And you just can go over and take a break from the festival, relax just a minute, and they share up on some of their specials.
Talking this morning with Jim Vandermark and also Stacy Francis and Stan Waddell, giving us a good backup here to talk about the festival, the Elyria Apple Festival. The 5K run walk still taking place then on Sunday too? You have that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So, where are they meeting, Stacy?
5K. They meet in on Ely Wood, down by Ely Wood in the cul-de-sac down there by the old Northwood School, which is now
Ref Academy. So they meet at the end of the street down there by Ely and Washington Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. And most runners and walkers know where they meet, but I just wanted to know that Sunday morning as far as that goes. And Broad Street will be blocked off, so we have a few little traffic on Monday or Sunday morning as we block off Broad.
Sounds good. Well, we're excited for everything to get underway, and I know that they'll soon be marking the spots, and then the trailers and everybody will be coming through, so you'll see all. Now, is the fountain still going to be up and running and everything, or do you know what the...
Yes.
They will. They'll shut it down, I'm pretty sure, because they normally have a real good city support, and they'll shut it down for the events, for Adam and all the other in the pageant, but then it'll be running the rest of the time. And then I think you should mention, maybe we haven't, Sunrise Rotary wrapped most of the trees in the square in white light. So I don't know if you've seen those as you've come in. They're absolutely beautiful.
I have seen that, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
That was courtesy of Sunrise Rotary. And then they also just lit the East Falls Riverwalk. So the Riverwalk is now lit with blue and purple LED lights, and you can actually live stream it 24 hours a day, but you can live stream it at night. So that'll be nice as the lights go down. A lot of people walk down there. The falls are absolutely gorgeous in a purple and blue light. And so that's stunning. So it's going to add some more festivities to the square as the lights come on in the evening, as we all realize it's getting darker earlier.
Right, and the courthouse has those beautiful lights.
And the courthouse now. We just were down for the Pops concert. Stacy and I were dancing on the street. It was just such a beautiful night with the Carl and the Pops. But with all the lights in the square and on the courthouse, it just really has a nice feel coming to the square.
Yeah. And we thank the founders for putting a nice square in the middle of the city the way they did.
You know,
and
we are blessed.
Kept that green space there. And, of course, if you haven't been down to Ely Square for a while, it's a lot of nice things happening down there for the Elyria Apple Festival. Again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. It's free. Come on down, enjoy, and take out in part all the great food and the music that's going on here at the festival. And don't forget, I'll be doing some broadcasting Friday afternoon. You'll be hearing reports from that. I want to be out there when that Elyria High School Pioneer Marching Band kicks things
off.
Love
the band, huh? Sounds good.
Everybody ready for that. Thanks for your time this morning, coming in this morning.
We appreciate you having us on.
Jim Vandermark joining us. Also, Stacy Francis and Stan Wildella, with the co-chairs for the Elyria Apple Festival.